World Sport now from the BBC with me, John Myers, coming up.
Let's see what's going to happen.
It's the shaking hand. That is it. The game has been played. An extraordinary draw. What a finish. What an escape. What a great escape.
England back through the final day to deny Australia in the opening Ashes test. Sri Lanka are on top after the opening day of the second test against Pakistan. And Mark Webber wins his first Formula One race, overcoming a penalty to take the German Grand Prix.
It's an incredible day for me. I wanted to win so badly. After yesterday's pole position, I knew I was in a good position to try and win the race today.
Well, a defiant knock of 74 from Paul Collingwood and a dogged last-wicket partnership between James Anderson and Monty Panesar helped England salvage a draw in a nail-biting climax to the first Ashes test. Australia looked certain to complete an innings defeat after reducing England to 70 for 5, but the home side clung on to reach 252 for 9 to the delight of a sell-out crowd in Cardiff. The story of the day from Chris Florence.
Monty Panesar and James Anderson emerged as England's most unlikely batting heroes, thwarting Australia's bowlers for 11 overs with the tension mounting to prevent their march to their expected win. Anderson, with 21 not out and Panesar on 7, absorbed vital time with Australia sensing victory. At lunch, Australia's plans were on course. They'd captured 3 key wickets and half the side were out for 70. Andrew Flintoff with 26 and Paul Collingwood, who batted almost 6 hours for 74, added 57, using up 23 overs. And Collingwood and Graham Swan then added 63 and 20. But Australia believed the wickets would still come, with Ben Hilfenhaus and Nathan Horitz finishing with 3 each. But with the crowd counting down the overs and cheering every run, Panesar and Anderson edged England to their slender lead before Australia ran out of time. What effect this will have on the teams at Lords just 4 days away, only time will tell. But a thrilling start to Cardiff's history as a test venue and also to this Ashes series.
Paul Collingwood faced 245 balls remaining at the crease for 343 minutes. And his captain Andrew Strauss knows his innings of 74 was the key to saving the game.
Unbelievable. I mean, we all know he's capable of doing things like that, but he just seems to come up every time we need an innings like that. He's the one who's able to play it. So, outstanding. And just from that innings alone, we deserve to get something out of the game. We had to work very, very hard for it, and thankfully we just got there in the end.
Australia's captain Ricky Ponting was named man of the match for scoring 150 in the first innings. So how does he feel about failing to win the match?
I guess a little bit disappointed not to have won, particularly seeing as though we'd pretty much dominated the last few days of the game. But you've got to give England some credit for hanging in there today and Paul Collingwood for the way he played. Our bowlers tried valiantly, as you saw right through the game. There wasn't much in the wicket at all. There wasn't much assistance there. And everyone tried their hardest today, but we just came up a little bit short.
In goal, Sri Lanka dismissed Pakistan for just 90 before reaching 164 for 3 by the close of the opening day of the second test. Kumar Sangakkara's 81 not out. Roshan Abhisinghe was watching for the BBC.
Pakistan encountered a second bad day in the series as Sri Lanka ended the first day of the second test 74 runs in front with just 3 wickets down. Batting first after winning the toss, Pakistan were bowled out for just 90 shortly after lunch in 36 overs. Nuwan Kulasekara with 4 for 21 improved on his ball performance, while Ajanta Mendis had 3 for 20, which included the last 2 wickets in 2 balls. When Sri Lanka batted, Varnapura was lost to a rather poor LBW decision for 11, and then Pannavitana to a juggling catch by the keeper, and Jayavardhana to a short leg catch, both off the off-spinner Ajmal. Skipper Kumar Sangakkara with a well-constructed 81 not out, and Samaravira with 13 not out, closed the day on a high for Sri Lanka.
Bangladesh have established a healthy first innings lead on the fourth day of the first test against West Indies in St Vincent. Let's get the latest from Colin Croft.
Their lead is now 250 Bangladesh. They are 319 for 5. At the crease, Shakib Al-Hasan has got 24. Mushfiqur Rahim has got 28, the wicketkeeper. Good partnership for the second innings of 148 between Tamim Iqbal, the 20-year-old, who made 128, while his partner Junaid Siddiq made 78. So Bangladesh just trying to extend this lead. We are in the last over. They are 319 for 5.
Colin, many thanks. Mark Webber secured his maiden Formula One victory and Australia's first since 1981 when he led teammate Sebastian Vettel home in a triumphant 1-2 for the Red Bull team in the German Grand Prix. Webber is now third in the title race with 45.5 points behind leader Jenson Button on 68 and Vettel on 47. More from our commentator David Croft.
In December, he broke his leg. Today, he finally broke his duck. The physical pain and sporting frustration thus far endured by Mark Webber have been wiped out in an instant. A commanding performance from a man who clearly had the best car. But to claw his way back from a drive-through penalty for barging Barrichello at the start showed great determination. Barrichello's cause wasn't helped later when a rig problem failed to deliver enough fuel. He blamed the team for costing him a podium. Meanwhile, Jenson Button could do no better than fifth. His race ruined early on after he got overtaken by Kovalainen and was stuck behind the slow-moving McLaren. It was Webber's day, though, and he now has sent out a message that both himself and Sebastian Vettel are very much in the title hunt.
Now, the win was all the more special for Webber as he broke his leg and a shoulder in a cycling accident before the season got underway.
It's a great day for me, like I say. Difficult winter. Sebastian showed in winter testing what the car could do. I kept my motivation very high when I was hurting a lot with all my rehab. I've had great people around me to recover from the injuries I had. The team have been incredibly patient with me as well. I want to thank Dietrich and then Red Bull for what they did for me over the winter. Everyone in Australia that has supported me on the way through, and of course there's a few people that doubted me as well, so hello to them as well. It's just an incredible day for all the people that have helped me get to where I am.
Francis Pierrick Federigo won the ninth stage of the Tour de France. Italian Rinaldo Nocentini retains the overall race leader's yellow jersey. Alberto Contador is 6 seconds back in second, with Lance Armstrong a further 2 seconds behind in third. More from the BBC's reporter on the Tour, Simon Brotherton.
Pierrick Federigo had the strength in the final 250 metres to come past his breakaway companion Franco Pellizzotti from Italy to win by less than a bike length. You could hear the roar all the way up the street in Tarbes. It's turning into a good race for the home nation. Federigo is the third Frenchman to win a stage already, and there will be others trying hard in 2 days' time for a Bastille Day home win. Oscar Freire from Spain led home a group of 75 riders 34 seconds later. With him, the yellow jersey of the Italian Rinaldo Nocentini and all the overall contenders. The next stage is on Tuesday, from Limoges to Issoudun.
Juan Carlos Ferrero beat Andreas Beck in straight sets to seal a 3-2 victory for the defending champion Spain over Germany in their Davis Cup quarter-final. Spain had been in danger of suffering a first home defeat in 16 ties when Philip Kohlschreiber beat Fernando Verdasco to take the tie into a deciding match before Ferrero made sure of a place in the semis.
Yeah, it's amazing what I felt in the court today. It's been a long time that I didn't play Davis Cup competition, and this time for me, I think it was very special to come back here and also play the last point. I felt amazing in the court.
So Spain will face Israel in the semi-finals. In the other semi, Croatia will host the Czech Republic after the Croats dispatched the United States in Port Hetch after the Czechs beat last year's runner-up in Argentina in Ostrava. Marijan Cilic was Croatia's match winner after he beat James Blake in four sets, looking by far the better player throughout the match. The 20-year-old Croat was happy with his level of play.
I think this is one of the better matches I played. And from the Friday, I was a little bit tired from five sets, and today I really played in with a lot of adrenaline, and the crowd was carrying me throughout the match. And even though I lost the third set, I felt that I was playing really good, and my tactics were perfect. So I kept going, and eventually broke it.
And after winning the French Open last weekend, Martin Keimer of Germany completed back-to-back victories on the European Tour by winning the Scottish Open. A reminder of our top story, a defiant knock of 74 from Paul Collingwood and a dogged last-wicket partnership between James Anderson and Monty Panesar helped England salvage a draw in a nail-biting climax to the first Ashes Test. Stay with us if you can for further sports updates. For now, though, that's the latest world sport from the BBC.